heard on the world this hour, Windows Vista is now in stores. It's the newest Microsoft operating system, and it is intended to replace Windows XP, eventually. Vlad Maisel is a computer consultant who is based in Vancouver, which is where we have reached him this afternoon. Hi, Vlad.
Hello, John.
So, if I was looking at Windows XP and Windows Vista, what does Vista do that XP doesn't?
It looks completely different. It has many new features, and all of them, they're pretty nice. So it makes it very attractive, especially for home users. There is even more behind the scene that you won't see. For example, security. You can see how it's arranged inside, as well as you couldn't see it in Windows XP, but it is there. And there are a few other things inside that make it a better operating system than Windows XP.
So it's better, but we just heard on the news that it is designed for computers that have been built within the last year. Is this going to cause a problem for Windows and for those who might want to upgrade, but if they wanted to do so, would have to get a new computer?
It definitely may cause a problem for some of the users. It shouldn't cause a problem for any computers that are sold with Windows pre-installed because they're supposed to be all certified and the components that go in supposed to be tested with Windows Vista. But those who desire to upgrade their existing Windows XP, they should look very carefully at what hardware do they have because they may end up with some devices not working because there are no drivers available. And because of the new digital rights management in Windows Vista, which is very strict, you may end up with reduced quality for some multimedia content.
So before you decide to go out and upgrade, you better check your equipment.
That's totally correct.
Okay. Now, I understand that this system was released, the business version of it was released earlier, so businesses have had a chance to try it out before the personal one came out. What kind of response has the business community had to it?
As far as I understand, businesses are not in a rush to change. So just as a normal process of rolling over with the new equipment, they are going to buy new computers with Windows Vista pre-installed. But I haven't seen a lot of traffic in our business requests to switch. In fact, I've heard a few requests from home users. Is it worth it? But I haven't heard raging fans running in saying, I want to upgrade now, just do it for me.
So there's not a huge buzz out there then, I guess.
No, I don't think so. It's very good for those who plan to work with multimedia, but on the other hand, there are many restrictions, especially with the new DRM, which is digital rights management. It's very strict, and as one of the former Microsoft employee claims on his website that 9 out of 10 games, especially small ones, mm-hmm. are not going to work on your Vista operating system, at least for a while.
So that's important, that you're not going to be able to necessarily run everything that you can currently run on the new system.
Right? Not necessarily. It may not, and it affects both software and hardware.
Okay. How much does the new Vista cost?
It really depends on the edition. There are several different editions, and they all have different features, and Microsoft priced them differently, but I would say it runs somewhere between $100 to $400 retail.
Now, do you think that Microsoft brought this out because they were just ready to? They had made enough changes that it made sense to bring out a new operating system? Are they going to be surprised that people are not making a big shift?
I would put it a little bit differently.
Okay.
It's not that they made enough changes to previous operating system. As far as they claim, they totally redesigned it from scratch, and this is the first operating system that had security in mind put in as it was developed. So it's a different platform. It's compatible. It's supposed to be compatible with all previous Windows editions, but it's supposed to be completely redesigned.
How secure is it?
According to everything what I've read and what I've tried, it's more secure than Windows XP. There are many great improvements, but how really secure is that in the practical world, only time will show.
Now, I've heard that one of the attractive features of this, and this certainly would appeal to anyone who's had their hard drive crash, is that it allows for your material to be available to... It's being backed up. It's not as hard to recover lost material. Is that... Have you found that to be the case?
There is a feature there that if you start using it, will work. But by the way, the same feature was there with Windows XP Professional, and it even came with Windows XP Home on a CD. So if you were aware of that, you could start exactly the same. The most important is for users to have a backup strategy. And if they decide for themselves how to do that, then there are many tools available. They were available before, they are available now, but it's just an extra convenience, as many other things in Windows Vista, that it's just there and you can use it out of the box.
So it's pretty easy is what you're saying, but not necessarily something you didn't have before.
Exactly.
How about you, Vlad? Are you going to make the switch to Vista?
No, definitely not for me personally. I have a few issues with the digital rights management and a few other things that it just wouldn't work for me as a computer professional, but for home users, it may be a good thing to switch.
That's a very interesting perspective to take. Thank you for being so frank with us.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Vlad Maisel is a computer consultant in Vancouver, and you can check out his company online at 604-get-help.com. So that's 604-get-help.com. A clever website there. And if you're one of the people who maybe has Vista on your new computer that you got from Christmas, and all you had to do was hand in the upgrade coupon and you're up and running and you want to tell us what it's like, whether it is a lot better for you than XP, we'd be happy to hear from you. You can send us an email from your Vista computer or from your regular XP computer if that's where you're going to stay. I know a lot of people are concerned that this might force people to upgrade their hardware earlier than they'd planned to, and that in itself would lead to lots of excess out there. You can send us an email at allpointswest@cbc.ca.